the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third session, our series about the how can we understand the Holy Liturgy. We need to follow either from the Book of Liturgy, page number 168, or over the screen, it's up to you. We have two sessions today. The first will be about 30 to 40 minutes about the Liturgy of Word, and then the last session about the Liturgy of Saints. As you know, just before starting the liturgy, we have offering the incense, and then the agapeia, and then the word liturgy, as Abuna mentioned to us last week, it's mean the work of the people. We believe that we are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the body, you have two types of organs. The essential organs and non-essential organs. Yes, I can live with one hand and without the other, with one leg without the other. But there are essential organs like the brain, like the liver, like the heart. You can live, you cannot live with these essential organs. So we must know, firstly, that every one of us, we are essential to the church to start the liturgy. You are so important to the Lord Himself and to the church to pray the liturgy as one body. So when the Lord Jesus Christ gave His body, He said, "Eat of it, all of you." So you are very, very important. You are essential to pray the liturgy. You have no excuse to not to attend the liturgy. All of us, we are so important. We are essential. That is the meaning of the word liturgy. Just before starting the liturgy, in page 168, Abuna had his own prayer. He pray just asking the Lord to give him support and power and wisdom to prepare the altar and to serve the Lord according to His glory. So it is so nice to every one of us to pray a prayer like this, or this prayer, just before coming to the liturgy. And try to come early and know that you will offer yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. So Abuna will say, "Lord, who know the heart of all, who is holy and who rest among the saints, who alone is without sin and who is mighty to forgive sins, you, O Lord, know my unworthiness, my unfitness, and my unmeetness unto this your holy service, and I have no boldness that I should draw near and open my mouth before your holy glory." It is very nice to thank the Lord for inviting us to His heavenly table. And the liturgy will start after Abuna. All the congregation, all of us, each one bring to the Lord his offering. Some of the congregation may bring the water, the wine, the bread, the candles, the incense. All of us come to the church offering something and offering ourselves to the Lord. And the deacons will offer all this offering to the priest, and the priest will choose the bread, and he will take the bread, and then the bread for the first time will enter to the altar to be sanctified. The first thing that Abuna will pray, he will say, "Glory and honor and glory to the All Holy Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And all the people, all of us, we will worship, we will offer the worship to the Lord Himself, and asking Him to accept our offerings and to accept our lives. And the liturgy will be the action of the church, not for ourselves, but we are offering to the Lord glory and honor to His name. So Abuna will start by saying glory and honor, honor and glory to the All Holy Trinity. And he will replay peace and edification unto the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. While you are attending the liturgy, you are building the church. You are building the kingdom of God. It is the most important thing that you can offer to the church, is to build the church. You cannot build the church by money or by works, except by the liturgy. The liturgy is the only thing that can build the kingdom of God. Because you are inviting God Himself to come in our midst and to be our shepherd, to be our leader, and to bless not only our offerings, but to bless our lives. So Abuna will say, peace and edification unto the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And after this, the deacons will chant, they chant a psalm, the same psalm, and they will said in this psalm, Alleluia, means praise the Lord. This is the day which the Lord has made. That was a psalm. All the people of Israelites, they chanted the psalm while they are going up to the temple of God. So now the sacrifice will enter to the altar. Now we are not in our time, we are not on the earth, we are now practicing the kingdom of God. Today is the day that God has made. The liturgy will bring the day of God to our time, to our calendar. Alleluia, this is the day which the Lord has made for us. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, straighten our ways. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Then Abuna will receive the wine and the bread and the candle. And the role of us as believers will be so clear in this time. We will bring to the altar the wine, the bread, the candles, the light, the water, the deacons, and we will offer. The Orthodox believer is the intercessor of the creation. We will offer all the creation to the Lord. We are now carrying all the world to God the Father to bless it by the Holy Spirit and through the Son. That is our rule. You are carrying all the world to God to bless it. Can you imagine something like that? You are the priest of all the creation. You are the intercessor between God and His creation. You will carry your friends, you will carry your family, you will carry all the believers and non-believers, and you will offer all of them to God the Father, and He will bless your offering. And Abuna will say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed be God the Father, you will say, Amen. Blessed be His only begotten Son, Amen. And blessed be the Holy Spirit, you will say, Amen. And the people, the deacon will chant a response saying, Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the Greek language, Spatir Agios, Esios Agios. And then all the people will say, what are we doing now? We are giving glory to God. Glory, honor to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Glory and honor, these words is not of our dictionary. It is not of our land. It is not of our time. What's the meaning of glory? What's the meaning of honor? Now we are above time. We are above the earth. We are practicing new language. That is the language of God. Glory and honor. For all the people will praise the Lord, saying after Abuna, after he blessed the wine and the water and entered then into the altar, they will say, glory, doxa patri in Greek means glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. That is the new covenant. We believe that everyone who will come to this world will glorify the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit through the liturgy. And we will complete the liturgy in a new way in the kingdom of God. Yes, we will start our liturgy here, but we will taste the liturgy of the new kingdom. We will practice the kingdom of God here. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. And then Abuna will pray the thanksgiving prayer. We are going in the same manner that the Lord Jesus Christ did in the Last Supper. He took the bread and then he gave thanks. That is the same. Abuna takes the bread and after this he will give thanks to God the Father. And I said before, the word giving thanks in English, that means you will give thanks to God the Father. But in Coptic and in Greek, it is completely different. In Coptic, the word, the ma'na to give thanks is tishab ehmut. That means I will receive grace. I'm not giving, but I am receiving. God himself will give me. I cannot give something to God. I cannot give thanks to God. But in Greek means, in Greece means evcharistia. And that is the main evcharistia. Or evcharistia means, ev means something good. Evcharistia means charisma or grace. I will receive a very good grace. I will give thanks to the Lord. That not mean I will give to the Lord, but I'm receiving grace from God the Father. And the old tradition of the church, they said this thanksgiving prayer, let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God the Father. In the old scripture of the liturgy books, they said this prayer was written by Saint Mark himself. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he taught Saint Mark this prayer. So in our tradition, we started every liturgical prayer in the church with this prayer. And if we have many priests in the church, the high priest, he is the one who would pray that prayer. Let us give thanks to God the Father. Why? Why I will give thanks to God the Father? Because liturgy is not an action, but the liturgy is a reaction. Liturgy is not my action. I am coming to offer to the Lord. No. That is a reaction to his invitation. He invited me. He chose me to come to his place. And he opened his doors for me. And he opened the Holy of Holies for me. And he invited me to his kingdom. The reaction is to give thanks. That is the first like it, tasbihah, in the second house. So the church will praise the Lord, will give thanks to the Lord, because he invited us. That is our reaction toward his mercy and toward his invitation for us to practice the kingdom of God. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days. And then the deacon will say to the people, pray. It is so important to come early and to practice the liturgy and to hear the deacon and to practice what the deacon is telling you. Pray, and we will say, Lord, have mercy. And you will find that these words, Lord, have mercy, we repeat it many times in the liturgy. What is the meaning of Lord, have mercy? In the original language of the liturgy, the word mercy, it is from the word mitrium. Mitrium means the womb of the mother. For the word Lord have mercy means Lord deal with us as the mother deal with her child while he is still in her womb. She will protect him. She will feed him. She will love him. That is the word. Lord, I am your son. I am in your womb now. Lord, have mercy. Lord, feed me. Lord, support me. That is the word. Lord, have mercy. And then Abuna will complete the thanksgiving prayer. Say, O Master, Lord God, the Pantu Creator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything. And it is very nice for every one of us to practice and say the words of the liturgy word by word and try to do it from your heart. Lord, yes, I thank you for everything, concerning everything. The deacon will say to the people, pray that God have mercy upon us. You will say, Lord, have mercy. And it is amazing when all the people come to the church just before offering the offers. And we close the door of the church. All of us now is here and we start the liturgy and we will practice it as one body, one mind. And we'll say, Lord, have mercy. In its deep meaning, this is the kingdom of God. You will practice the glory of God. And after finishing the giving thanks prayer, Abuna will cover the altar like this. And that represents the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now this is the rock that they cover the mouth of the tomb with it. And then the deacon will chant a very nice hymn, May Sutis Amin, that we are truly saved. We are truly saved. And both Abuna and the deacons will go out of the altar. And that represents the Lord Jesus Christ when he became alone in the tomb. He is the one, only one who saved us. And then Abuna will pray something called the absolution of the servants. What this absolution of the servants? All the church, we bow our heads and we will receive the absolution from the mouth of the high priest. And be careful for the words of the absolution. Abuna will say, may your servants, ministers of this day, the hegumen, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, and my weak self be absolved from the mouth of the All Holy Trinity. What is this absolution? This absolution is the permission, is the license. If you want to drive a car, you must have a license. The promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, when one or two gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. What is the license that these two or three now are gathering in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? This is the license. We are praying this liturgy because we have a license. What that license? We received from the mouth of the Holy Trinity and the 12 apostles and St. Mark and the patriarchs of the church and all the leaders of the church tell the Pope Shenouda who gave me the priesthood. So I'm licensed to pray with you all the liturgy. And be careful of this word. May your servants. We don't have in the church two ranks, the clergy and the people. No. All of us, we are the servant of the liturgy. May your servants, ministers of this day, the hegumen, priests, deacons, the clergy, all the people, and my weak self. You are the servant of the altar in this day. All the church is the kingdom of priesthood. Can you imagine this? You are the minister of the liturgy. That is the meaning of liturgy. We are not in a play and you are just a fan or something like that. You are doer. You are the minister. of the liturgy. You are very important to the liturgy. We cannot pray the liturgy without you. And according to our Coptic tradition, it is not authorized to any priest to pray a liturgy alone. At least, must have a deacon and one represent the congregation. And without this one, he cannot pray a liturgy. You are so important. You are minister for the liturgy. You are the servant of the liturgy. You are the intercessor between God and between the creation. You are carrying all the creation to God to bless the creation through you. And after Abuna giving us the absolution and the permission, and that we are authorized now to celebrate the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in our midst, for the first time, the censer will enter to the church, to the altar. And the censer is Saint Mary. So the deacons will pray very, very nice hymn, say Taishori and Nob. That means this censer of pure gold bearing the aroma is in the hands of Aaron the priest offering up incense on the altar. The incense, the censer is Saint Mary, and the incense inside it represents the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And all the church will pray this hymn in a very, very, very nice tune. And it is amazing. And Abuna will offer the incense around the altar for 3 times. He and the deacon carrying the gospel and the cross that represent the preaching with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to all the whole world. And then Abuna will carry the incense for the first time to the church. And knowing that we have many processions with the incense in the church, each one starts from the altar. And then we will descend to the church, and then we will return back to the altar. What is this? That is the story of Lord Jesus Christ, who came for us from heaven, and he was incarnated, and he lived among us. And after his crucifixion and his resurrection, he ascended back to the bosom of his Father. And that is also our story. All of us, we came from heaven, and we have some time to live here on the earth, and one day we will return back. Abuna will offer the incense, and that is very nice. Abuna will offer the incense to the Holy Trinity, to worship the Holy Trinity, on the behalf of all congregation. Now you are offering the incense through Abuna. Now you are worshiping the Holy Trinity. And now we will offer the incense towards Saint Mary, not to worship her, but to honor her, because she is the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Abuna will offer the incense towards the saints. It is very nice, yes, because every saint is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are celebrating Lord Jesus Christ here in the icon of St. Mark. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ in St. George. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ who lived in St. Anthony. And Abuna will offer the incense to the Holy Bible and to the saints. And do you imagine Abuna will offer the incense to you? Abuna carry the incense and offer the incense to everyone in the church, because you are the saint of the Most High God. Yes, I can imagine that Abuna offered the incense to the icon of Saint Mary, because it was anointed with the Holy Myron. But for 3 blessings, she received 3 crosses with the Holy Myron to be an official icon in the church. But do you know, through your baptism, you received 36 crosses of the Holy Myron. So you are an iconostase. You are a church. You are a church, a mobile church. You are a moving church. So Abuna will offer the incense to everyone of you, because you are saints. And then Abuna will bring all the prayer, all the confessions of all the people, and he will return back to the altar to offer it again to the Lord. It is very, very nice. the deacon will say through the intercession of Saint Mary, through the intercession of the angel. Why? Because now Abuna is offering the incense and we are now living in the cloud of the glory. We are practicing the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in our midst with his saints. We are not waiting death to see Saint George and Saint Mark. That is not correct. They are attending the liturgy with us. They are praying with us. Because now we are not in Washington DC church, we are in the kingdom of God. And they are the kingdom of God. We are practicing that we believe in one church. They are attending the church with the liturgy with us. So all the congregation, not the deacons, because in all the church books you will not find the deacons will say, but the congregation say. All the congregation will say while they see the incense raising up, they send through the prayer of Saint George, Saint Mark, Lord, forgive us our sins. And then the people will be prepared to receive the word of God. The church chose for us many parts from the reading to read it and to listen for to this reading, like chapter from the Epistle of St. Paul and chapter from the Universal or Catholic Epistles and chapter from the Book of Acts. And during this reading, Abuna doing two things. First, he is praying. We have a very, very deep prayer during listening to the prayer. Just if you can find page number 188, I will read just a little things from the word that Abuna pray during the deacon reading the book of Saint Paul the Epistle. Abuna said, O God of knowledge, giver of wisdom, who brings to light the hidden things of darkness, and give the word to them that preach the gospel with great power. Who of your goodness has called upon Paul, who was for some time a persecutor, to be a chosen vessel, and was pleased in him that he should become a chosen apostle and preacher of the gospel? O Christ our God, we ask you also now, O you, the good and lover of mankind, graciously grant us and all your people a mind free from wandering and a clear understanding, that we may learn and understand how profitable are your holy teaching, which are read to us now after him. Abuna is praying, asking the Lord to open the minds of the people to receive the word of St. Paul and to change us to be the same like St. Paul, to be a new vessel, to have a new mind, to be preachers for the Holy Trinity. It is very nice. And during the reading of the St. Paul Epistle, Abuna is doing a journey all over the church to represent the preaching of St. Paul all over the world. For you will hear the teaching of St. Paul, and you will smell the incense of the preaching of St. Paul, and you will see the preaching of St. Paul. You are practicing, and Abuna is praying that you will be changed to be St. Paul. It is not just words to listen. You will receive the spirit of St. Paul. And the same with St. Peter or St. James or the Catholic epistles, and the same with the book of Acts. And it is very nice to see how Abuna is doing, how the deacons are responding, and how the tradition of the church, everything is like a symphony. And that is very nice for us practically. If you can prepare yourself for the reading of the church in advance, try to read the reading of the church. You can bring with you your gospel and try to read it the day before. It will be very nice for you. And you can, yes, you can follow over the screen, but believe me, if you have your book and you came to the church with your book, and you know that today we will receive the poem from the epistle of St. Paul, say, listen to the Timothy or something like that, and you try to read it, and you read it the day before, that will be very, very nice for every one of us. And many, many of us received the message of God to their life during hearing the Holy Scriptures in the liturgy. And as an example, Saint Anthony, he received his mission. And many of us, they easily can hear the voice of God to their life through opening their ear, their mind, their heart to receive, to catch the word of God. So it is very, very important to come early and to prepare yourself through reading the reading of the church one day before and coming early and joining the church step by step. You will receive easily. You will be very sensitive to the word of God, and you will easily hear the voice of God. And finally, in the book of Acts, page number 191, while we are praying the Ebraxis or the book of Acts, Abuna will say something very, very, very deep. O God, who accepted the sacrifice of Abraham and prepared for him a lamb in place of Isaac, even so, accept now at our hands, O our Lord, this sacrifice of incense. Abuna did not say, receive from me. But he says, receive from our hands. Now you are offering the incense, the same like Abraham offered Isaac. You are now in the altar and you are offering your beloved son in front of the Lord, and he will accept your sacrifice. You are very important. You are offering. Receive from us this sacrifice. And then during reading the book of Acts, the Shamamsa, the deacons chant the response, Sherene Maria in Coptic, that means Hail to Mary, the pure turtle dove. And that is very nice. Hail to you, Mary, the pure turtle dove, who has borne unto us God the Logos. As the dove in the ancient time brought the branch of olive to Noah to reveal that the flood was finished, Saint Mary, the pure dove, brought of us the branch of olive, the Lord Jesus Christ, who brought for us the new land and the new covenant. Hail to you, Mary, the pure turtle dove, who brought for us God the Logos. And after the reading, we are the same like Masan, we are going through stairs, but from level to level to level, and then all the church will be prepared for listening to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Yes, you will receive the spirit of St. Paul. Yes, you will receive the spirit of St. Peter and the apostles. But your call is not to be a saint. Your call is not to be an angel. Your call, the aim of the liturgy, is not to be an archangel, but to be the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Can you imagine? You will receive not the body of Saint Mary or Saint George. You will receive the body of Lord Jesus Christ himself. So we are going from level to level. Then we will receive, we will reach the top by hearing the gospel. The church will chant the Greek hymn, Agios, holy, holy, holy. As you know, in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, in the Old Testament, and in the book of Revelation, when the Lord revealed himself to Isaiah the prophet or to John the beloved, both of them, they heard the angels praising the Lord, saying, holy, holy, holy. For now is the time of the revelation. The Lord will reveal himself. So all of us will say, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. And the priest will offer the incense. And we will pray this hymn in Greek or English, in any language, the same like the angels praising God and say, Holy, Holy, Holy. And then Abuna will pray a very deep and spiritual prayer, asking the Lord, Oh Lord Jesus Christ, who said to his disciples, You are his disciples. That many prophets, they not heard what you hear, and they not say, did not say what you see. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed your ears, for they hear. And we will say, Lord, please make us worthy, prepare us for receiving your words. And then Abuna will go with the gospel from the altar outward to represent the Lord Jesus Christ incarnation when he descended from heaven. And we will put the gospel in Mangalaya. The word Mangalaya in Coptic means the place of the Holy Scripture. That represented the mountain, and we light two candles, represent the light of the Word of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and all of us stand in fear and trembling to receive the Word of God. And either the high priest or one of the deacons read for us the gospel. And it is very nice to know that's our tradition. Just before reading the New Testament, we read a small part from the book of David. And we said a psalm of David. That's in English. But in Greek, it is very nice. It is not a psalm of David. It is a psalm about David. Psalmus to David. That means that the psalm of David is not about David the king. It is about the new David, our David, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the introduction. The Old Testament is the introduction to the New Testament. It is the first level. And now we are going from level to level, from glory to glory. All the prophecies of the Old Testament was about David, our David, about the kingdom of God, about the Lord Jesus Christ. After receiving the word of God, the gospel, Abuna was praying, asking the Lord through his presence during listening to the Holy Gospel, asking the Lord to heal the sick, to save the travelers, to keep the church safe and the leaders of the church, and to remember everyone in the congregation and our enemies, our beloved, everyone. Abuna is praying very deep prayer. You will find Abuna every time the liturgy he is praying, and that is very nice for us to do the same. After finishing the gospel, Abuna will give the sermon, or one of the deacon will give the sermon. And after this, who will not receive the communion must go out of the church. Now the end of the first part of the liturgy of word. The fathers of the church, they said the liturgy is two steps. The first step is to know about your groom. And the second step, the marriage. The first part is the betrothal, and the second part is the marriage. Now you heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. Your heart will be injured of his love and his glory. And now you are ready to go to the heaven. Now you are ready to enter to the second part, or we called it the liturgy of the saints or the holies. I think that is enough for the third session. Do you want to have any small break, or it's up to you? Go ahead to finish early. Okay. The last session, or the fourth session, after we called it the Word of God. The liturgy of saints. After the sermon, Abuna pray some liturgies, like you see, for the peace of the church, for the Pope and the Patriarch and the bishops and the deacons, and for the assemblies of the church. And Abuna raised the incense over the altar. Because in the Old Testament, as you know, the tabernacle of Moses, there was a pillar of smoke or of fire above the altar in the tabernacle. When this pillar of incense was raising up, that determined that the Lord want them to go away. Fa'abuna raised the incense over the altar to say that now is the time to take off. The liturgy from offering the wine and bread till now, like the plane taking its high speed over the runway. And now is the time to take off. Now we will start our journey to the Holy of Holies. And you must have your ticket. And your ticket, we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator. It is not allowed to anyone to join this part of the liturgy except the believers. So the start of this part is to say, I believe, we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth. Abuna washes his hand, represent that you must be so pure in flesh, in spirit, in soul, to be close to the altar of God. And then we will pray the last part of the Orthodox Creed and say we look for the resurrection of dead and the life of the coming age. Now we are not waiting the life of the coming age. Now we are living the life of the coming age. And Abuna will ask the congregation, pray for me, forgive me, I'm a sinner. As the Lord said, just before offering your sacrifice, ask the permission of your brother. Abuna said to everyone in the congregation, pray for me, forgive me, I am a sinner. Will Abuna forgive us, we are sinners. And then Abuna will enter to the altar and pray what we call the reconciliation prayer, in which Abuna will say, O God, the great, the eternal. It is very nice if we have time one day to try to explain the liturgy in Coptic, not in English, and with its tune. Like, I will give you a small example. The word ifnuti in Coptic, God, ifnuti means in Coptic language, the captain of the ship. Innuti بتاع المركب, the captain. So we are building the church like a ship. And who is the captain of this church? God himself. He is Ifnuti. Ifnuti, Pi Nishti, the great, Pi Sha'ene, forever. So when we say it in Coptic, it is very nice. I just want to say it. Ifnuti means, O captain. And Sha'ene means forever. You will say the tone going with the, yani, Sha'ene. We say it like A in Coptic. It is very nice to say that the hymn in its original way, but I think it's very hard now to pray it in Coptic language. It's very nice. O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death, it entered into the world not by the will of God, but by the envy of the devil. But you destroyed the death by the manifestation of your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, who came to our land, and he destroyed death by his incarnation. And as you see, Abuna will put the towel in front of his eyes, between him and between the icon of the Pantocrator that represent the sin who prevented us to see the glory of God. And just when Abuna say, in the name of Jesus Christ, he will descend the towel, so now he will have the reconciliation with God the Father through the Son. And the sin, the Lord Jesus Christ brought it away from our relationship with the Father. And the older tradition, it was that Abuna received the holy kiss, the peace from the altar, and gave it to the deacon. And the deacon go to every row of the people and give it to the first one, and everyone give it to his friend. That represents you are receiving the peace not from your neighbor. You are receiving it from God the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit and from the altar with Abuna and the deacon, and you will give it to each one of you. Now you are kissing not the hands of your neighbor, but you are receiving the grace of God. So the deacons will say through the intercession of Saint Mary the Theotokos, and Abuna will remove the cover from the altar. As you see, that represents the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And both Abuna and the deacon represent the two angels around the body of the Lord Jesus Christ in the tomb. So Abuna, for the first time, Abuna prayed this part without having anything in his hands that represent the nakedness of Adam and Eve when they felt that they were guilty. So just after the resurrection, Abuna will cover his hands, because the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, for you have covered us. Abuna will cover his hands. That is not only Abuna who was covered, but all of us. We were covered by the death and by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone will congratulate his friend. Congratulations, Jesus was risen. Christos Anesti. That's the meaning of the holy kiss in the liturgy. And then we will start what we say, the anaphora. Anaphora means the main part of the liturgy, in which Abuna will start by saying, the Lord be with you all. And we will respond, and with your spirit. Abuna will say, lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts. And we will reply, we have them with the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord. In the original, it is not let us give thanks to the Lord. Let us offer the Eucharistia to the Lord. Because Eucharistia means giving thanks. If you want to thank the Lord, there is no way to thank the Lord except to practice his liturgy, to receive his body and this blood. That's the only way to thank the Lord. Let us, in Greek, Abuna say, Ευχαριστώμεν τού Κυρίου. Ευχαριστήσωμεν τού Κυρίου means offer the Ευχαριστία to the Lord. Now you are offering the body and the blood of the Lord to the Lord. Ευχαριστήσωμεν τού Κυρίου. And we reply, Αξίον και δίκαιον, or meet and right. And from the book of Revelation, if you once, مثلاً, you see the old scriptures for the liturgy book, you will find each word has a number, and you will find it from the Holy Gospel. Each word in the liturgy from the Holy Gospel. Each word. These words from this part from the Revelation. O you who are Master, Lord, God of truth, being before the ages, reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly. Take care, you are not now in the church, you are now in heaven. And you will see the angels, and you will hear the angels, and you will be an angel. So Abuna is now describing for us what we are seeing. Oh God, you are sitting in your throne, And I see the angel, the archangel, the principalities, the authorities, and I can hear them. I see the seraphim, the cherubim, and they are saying, and you will hear them, they are saying, holy, holy. But you will not listen, you will not hear the angels saying, but you will say, because you are now angels. It is very nice. As you know, our traditional church, we have no chairs in the church. Yani, the Coptic, the old Coptic tradition, to stand up all over the liturgy. But it is so nice to hear that the deacon instruct the people here, who are seated, stand up. What's the meaning? They are standing. Because he want to say to them, take care. The angels, the archangels are now standing. You are archangel now. You are angel. You must stand in front of the altar. You are an angel, and you will receive the praise of angels, and you will say, holy, holy, holy. That means you are now, we are now in the kingdom of God, in front of the throne of God. We are seeing the Lord himself in the power of his Father. And we are seeing the angels, the archangels, and we are hearing them breathing to the Lord. The part of Agios, or holy, we have three parts in the liturgy of Saint Basil, in which the church will teach us the story of salvation. Starting from creation of Adam and Eve till the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Abuna will say Agios in a very nice way, and he will sign himself with the cross. That means Abuna is now receiving the holiness from God himself. And Abuna will say the second Agios, blessing the deacons, to sanctify the deacons. And the third Agios, he will sanctify all the people. Now you are holy. Now you are a saint. You received the holiness of God himself. And Abuna will say the story of salvation. He will say, holy, holy God, who formed us, created us, placed us in the paradise of joy. And when he, please be careful. Abuna did not say, when you created Adam and Eve, and you blessed them in the paradise and they disobeyed you. No, we were in Adam and Eve. So he said, you created us, placed us in the paradise. When I disobeyed in Adam, in my father, when we disobeyed your commandments by the deceit of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. That is the same story of the Old Testament. The exile of the people of Israel from Jerusalem to Babylon. That is the same. The exile of the man of God, Adam, from the paradise to the land of labor. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. That is the Old Testament. But now you manifested yourself to us. How? Through your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. And in this time, the deacon bring the censer to the altar, that's Saint Mary. And Abuna put the incense inside the womb of the censer to represent the incarnation of Lord Jesus Christ through the womb of Saint Mary to bring us his salvation. Then the congregation will respond, says, Amen. Abuna said, was incarnate and became man. Lord Jesus Christ was incarnate and became man. And he granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit during our baptism. He made us unto himself an assembled people. He sanctified us. He will sanctify. He sanctified us. Through your Holy Spirit, he loved his own into the world. and he gave himself up for our salvation unto death, which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades. That's what happened after the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He descended into Hades through the cross. And Abuna put the sign of the cross on his chest, and he descended in front of the altar to represent the descension of the Lord Jesus Christ to this, to bring Adam and Eve with him to the paradise and the resurrection. And it is very nice in the Coptic. In the Coptic, when Abuna say he descended into Hades, it has a very descending tune. And after his resurrection, the tune will raise again. He said a Afshena Febesit. Abuna make the sign of the cross and represent the descension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Afshena Febesit e amendi. Evolhiten pi estavros. الشعب بيقول امين وي بليف, وهي مش امين وي بليف, امين اي بليف. That is personally, that's my salvation, that is my role in the salvation of the Lord. وابونا descended in front of the Lord, وبعدين he said بيه افتون ففو He rose from the dead. It is very nice. Our Coptic liturgy is a symphony. Symphony. Everything. He rose from the dead. He ascended into the heavens. He sat. And we in him now are sitting in the right hand of God the Father. And he will come again to give each one according to his deeds. So we'll say according to your mercy. And we now know what's the meaning of mercy. According to your mercy, not according to our deeds. And then we will start the most important part in the liturgy. Now we are above the time. Now the Lord Jesus Christ himself is the high priest. He is in our midst. He is the one who is praying the liturgy. Not Abuna. So Abuna will say, not I took the bread. Abuna will say, he instituted for us this great mystery of godliness, being determined to give himself up to death for the life of the world. We say, we believe. Abuna say, he took bread, not I. He is now. He took the bread on his hands, which are without spot or blemish. And you will say, I believe. We say, we believe that this is true. What is the meaning of that? What's meaning, I believe in that? I want to ask you a question. Do you accept to sign a check without putting, مثلاً, a number, مثلاً, like $100 or $200? Can you accept to sign the check without? Why? The same. Why you are saying, I believe? The word believe means I sign, I approve. What's the meaning that I approve this? I accept this. I believe that this is true. What is this? What's the meaning? I believe this is true. That now I am in the icon of the Last Supper. And the Lord, I am a disciple with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is now the priest on the altar. And he is offering his body and his blood. And I believe that I am now with the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in this. Sometime I said, suppose that you find on the website of the church that His Holiness Pope Shenouda will pray the liturgy with us tomorrow. At 4 a.m., what time you will come to the church tomorrow? You will cancel or you schedule, and you'll come very early to find a place because it is an honor to pray with His Holiness. Is that correct? Do you believe that every liturgy you are invited to pray with the Lord Himself? Can you imagine this? So all over this world you are saying, I believe, we believe, I believe, I glorify, I believe. What do you believe in? What? That I am now with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the church. The church is not a place to teach about the Lord Jesus Christ. Church is not a place to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. A church is not a place to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ. But the church is the place that the Lord Jesus Christ himself will be in this place to sanctify and to bless his people. I believe that this is true. Then Abuna will say, he looked up toward heaven to you, O God, who are his father and master of everyone. He gave thanks. We'll say amen. What the meaning of amen? I'm now attending the liturgy of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. He carrying the bread on his hands. Amen. I believe, I confess, and Abuna will say, he broke it. And take care. He broke his body. And gave it to his own holy disciples and sent the apostles. So when the Lord gave you the grace to be broken, to have a broken heart or a broken spirit or a broken soul, magnify the Lord. Because he offered his body as a broken body. And he will give you the grace to join him and to have a broken spirit or a broken heart like him. Take it, all of you. All of you. For this is my body, which shall be broken for you and for many. We will say, this is true. Amen. And then the cup after the supper, he mixed it with wine and water. And he gave thanks. We'll say, amen. He blessed it. Amen. And he sanctified. Amen. And he gave it to his disciples. Say, drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood for the new covenant. You'll say, again, we believe that this is true. Amen. And be careful, Ba'a, of the last words in this part. When Abuna say, be careful. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the last supper, he brought the bread and the wine. And St. Paul, in the book, in his first epistle to the Corinthians, he said these words. That's from the epistle of St. Paul. For every time you eat of this bread and you drink of this cup, I think that is not logic. Take care. The Lord offered the bread and the wine and he said to them, every time you eat of this bread and you'll drink of this cup. And I think it is not logic. How can every time I will eat of the same bread and I will drink from this cup? He did not say you will eat a bread and you will drink from a cup. You are proclaiming my death. No. He said every time you eat of this bread and every time you will drink of this cup. How it comes? Because we have one liturgy. We have one bread, and we have one cup, and we have one God. Every time in Washington, D.C., in Egypt, in everywhere, we will gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the new covenant. You will enter to the same liturgy, to the one liturgy, and you will receive the bread from the hands of the Lord and the cup from the hands of the Lord. We don't have new cup and new bread every time. No. Every time we have one sacrifice. So all the church will chant, Amen, 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 your death, O Lord. It is very, very holy, holy moments. And now we are so prepared to receive the Holy Spirit. So Abuna will say, therefore, now, we are commemorating your passion, your death, your resurrection, and now we are living your second coming. Because liturgy is above time. Yes, we are remembering what happened in the past, and now we are practicing what will be in the future. Therefore, to read and to practice the words slowly with Abuna in the liturgy. Take care. Therefore, as we also now commemorate his holy passion, yes, that makes sense. That's in the best. And his resurrection. Now you are living his resurrection. Yes. And his ascension to heavens. And he's sitting at your right hand, O Father. And his second coming. Now you are practicing the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we will say, we praise you. We thank you. We bless you. We serve you. We worship you, O Lord. And then Abuna, the deacon will ask all of us to worship the God. And now we will receive the Holy Spirit. Abuna will say, and we ask you, O Lord, our God, we, your sinful and unworthy servants, we worship you by the pleasure of your goodness, that your Holy Spirit descend upon us and upon these gifts set forth. Purify them, change them, and manifest them as a sanctification of your saints. Be careful. Abuna is saying, Lord God the Father, please send your Holy Spirit. Not upon the altar to change the wine and water. No. Please, take it carefully. Your Holy Spirit descend upon us first. And upon the gifts. Purify them, change them, and manifest them as sanctification of your saints. And Abuna will say, the deacon will say, be careful or let us attend. And Abuna will cry, and the spread, he makes it into his holy body. And you will say, I believe. And this cup also, the precious blood, you will say, I believe. And that word, I believe, means that you accepted the descension of the Holy Spirit to change you and to make you a saint, worthy, worthy. There is nothing can make you worthy to receive the Holy Spirit except the Holy Spirit. When you bow your head and you say, I believe, you receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will make you holy and worthy to receive the Holy Spirit. He will change the body and the wine to be the blood and the bread to be the body and the wine to be the blood. And he will change you. He will do in you the same. He will change you to be holy, to be saint of God, to be worthy to receive the Holy Spirit. And Abuna will say, that is given for us for remission of sins and eternal life. You will say, Amen, Lord, have mercy. After Ba'a, the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of his church, in his body and his blood, we will offer 7 requests to the Lord Jesus Christ, asking the peace of the church, the peace of our leaders, the deacons, all the congregation, and asking him to have mercy upon us all, for the salvation of the world, for the fruits, for the air, for the water. One time I was with His Grace Bishop Raphael, and they offered him a cup of water, and they gave me a cup of water. For I tried, يعني, secretly to bless the cup of water with the cross. He said to me, Abuna, what are you doing? I said, I'm blessing the water. He said, do you know that we blessed the water in the liturgy? You are receiving a blessed water already. Say, how Sayyidina, he say, which we said in the liturgy, bless the water of the river, for you received it blessed from the river. Yeah, it is very nice. The air, that church sanctified the air. All the food that you are eating, the church blessed it. Just before going to Walmart or something like that. You are eating blessed food, you are drinking blessed water, you are breathing blessed air, because you are the saint of God. Because the church sanctified everything for you during the liturgy. And then the church will pray for who brought to the church the gifts. And then but we have a very nice thing called the commemoration of the saints. We believe in one church. We have no death in our church, but just a departure. The members of the church will attend the liturgy. We have two types of members, the visible and the invisible. So during the liturgy, we have Saint Mary with us and the angels, and every person from the heavenly rank is attending the liturgy with us. So it is very nice to know that all the saints is attending the liturgy. Abuna will say that is the commandments of your only begotten son to share the commemoration of your saints. Saint Mary, I have a very nice story about Pope Cyril the sixth. His feast is this Friday. While Pope Cyril was offering the incense in front of the icons of the saints, he asked one of the deacons to carry the incense with him and offer hail to you, Saint Mary, Saint Mark, Saint George. And he have some prayers to pray in front of each icon. And he said to Saint Mark, good morning, Saint Mark, how are you doing? Good morning, Saint George, how are you doing? Good morning, Saint Anthony. That's during the morning. And one day, the deacon noticed that Sayyidina, during the vesper night, he said to Saint Mark, good morning, Saint Mark, good morning, Saint George. The deacon said, Sayyidina, said, we are now in evening. Say to them, good evening. Sayyidina said, deacon, they are living in the light. They have no darkness. I must say each time, good morning. They are living in the eternal morning. He is practicing the liturgy. He is practicing the presence of the saints during the commemoration of the saints. And then the people will say the lahn very nice, or may their blessing be with us all, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, amen. And it is very nice to mention all that departed in our minds in that part of the liturgy. And suppose that you are, masalan, living in Washington, D.C., and you are serving in this holy church for years, and then you moved, masalan, to another place like Europe, and you find Abuna, or the church is asking about you every day. You receive a message from the church today. We miss you. We miss you. We love you. We miss you. We are hoping to see you very soon. What will be your feeling toward the church? That is the same. Every day, the church said to the departed members of the church, we miss you. How are you doing? How is the paradise? We are so excited to join you very soon. Oh Lord, those who have your souls, reboot them, and we are also, make us worthy to go away. We are asking about the members of the church every day. We are sending letters for them every day. We are sending gifts for them every day. We have no death in our church. And then Abuna will say, lead us also throughout the way into your kingdom. That is our way into your kingdom. And the congregation said, as it was, as the Lord did in the past, it will come, it will be, from generation to generation. We are just a step, we are just a part of this holy chain. And as we received the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ from generation to generation, we will give it to the next generation till the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we will say to the Lord again, let us give thanks to the Lord, for he has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place and to lift up our hands. All of you, you have the authority to lift your hands in front of the God the Almighty and to partake in his holies. And then we will offer the worship to the body and the blood, say, the holy body. And we will worship, say, we worship your holy body, that to prove that we believe in the change of the wine and blood to be wine and bread to be the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Abuna start to pray the fraction, in which Abuna broke the bread to 12 pieces around the middle cross that represent the church in all generation around the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And you are one of these pieces. This is the church. And after some time, all of us, we will receive your peace, and all of us, we will become the Urbana around the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Abuna, after the fraction, he will pray for us a special absolution, and we mention our sins, asking the Lord for the forgiveness and to absolve us and to purify us and make us worthy to the communion. And then Abuna will say, the whole is for the holy. There is no one allowed to be close to the holy, except you must be holy. So the congregation will say, how it comes? There is only one, is the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. How can become holy? Through the action of the Holy Spirit, he sanctified us. So Abuna will say, this is the precious blood. This is the true body. You'll say, amen. This is the body and the blood of Emmanuel. You'll say, amen. And finally, Abuna will say the confession. And you must reply word after word after Abuna. I believe, I confess to the last breath. This is the life-giving flesh given for us, for salvation, for remission of sins. I believe, I believe, I believe. Then Abuna will give the Holy Communion to everyone, say, this is the body of Lord Jesus Christ. You will say, amen, and you receive the communion. This is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You will say, amen. And after receiving the Holy Communion, take time to praise the Lord and to give thanks to the Lord. And then Abuna, after the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, the finishing the communion that represents the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will praise the psalm of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will ask the angels to remember us in front of the Lord, and he give the blessing to the people of the church, saying, the peace of God the Father, our love God the Father, the grace of his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, be with you all. Go in peace. The peace of Lord be with you all. I'm sorry for being fast, but I just want to have a quick comments about the Coptic liturgy, hoping that you enjoyed. And I am praying that we can live the liturgy and ask the Lord to make the liturgy our life. And glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Is there any questions? No question. Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come here, Lord, and we give you thanks as we stand before your holy altar, in which when we enter into your church, whenever we stand in your holy sanctuary, we are indeed considered standing in heaven. Grant, O Lord, that we would honor, Lord, this gift that you've given to us in the holy liturgy, Lord, that at all times we would be, not just when we come to the church, but at all times we would be living like the angels. At all times, Lord, having fellowship with you, Lord, longing for the next time, Lord, in which we become united to you, Lord, through your holy body and your blood. We thank you, Lord, for this holy, sacred gift which you've given to us. We give you thanks. And we pray, Lord, that at all times, Lord, we would examine ourselves, Lord, so that we would always partake in a worthy manner, in a state of repentance, Lord, coming, acknowledging our own sin and confessing your holiness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this message, and we thank you, Lord, that at any time, Lord, we can come and we can eat of the holies, Lord, and we can enter into your holy of holies. We thank you for this undescribable gift. We pray that you bless each and every person standing here before you through the intercessions of the Holy Virgin Mary, the prayers of St. Mark, accept our fast and make us worthy to pray thankfully with one voice, Our Father who art in heaven.